This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered in Tulsa, Oklahoma for an interfaith service dedicating a prayer wall outside historic Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church. Monday's event comes on the centennial of the start of one of the deadliest racist massacres in the country's history. Civil rights leaders, including the Reverend Jesse Jackson, joined multiple local faith leaders offering prayers and remarks outside that church. The building was under construction and largely destroyed in 1921 when a mob of white people descended on the prosperous black neighborhood, burning, killing, looting, and leveling a 35-square-block area. Estimates of the death toll range from dozens to 300. The Oklahoma Bureau of Vital Statistics officially recorded 36 deaths, but a 2001 state commission re-examined the events and confirmed the actual death toll was between 75 and 300. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it's not an isolated incident that over 200 children were found buried at a former Indigenous residential school. Trudeau's comments come as Indigenous leaders are calling for an examination of every former residential school site, institutions that held children taken from families across the nation. The remains of 215 children were confirmed this month at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 First Nation children were required to attend state-funded Christian schools as part of a program to assimilate them into Canadian society. They were forced to convert to Christianity and not allowed to speak their native languages. Many were beaten and killed. This is VOA News. Several hundred people in New Zealand have been evacuated from their homes, some by helicopter, after heavy rains caused widespread flooding in the Canterbury region. Authorities declared a state of emergency after some places received as much as 40 centimeters of rain over the weekend, as well as Monday. Forecasters warned of more possible heavy rain before conditions can actually improve. U.S. President Joe Biden remembered those who died serving in the military Monday as the United States celebrated Memorial Day. In remarks at Arlington National Cemetery, Biden said democracy itself is in peril and said the way Americans honor the memory of fallen soldiers will determine how long democracy will endure. He said empathy is the fuel of democracy and added that Americans' willingness to see each other as neighbors and not enemies will help sustain the nation and its ideals. He also noted that the U.S. military is diverse and called for inclusivity in American culture to continue to grow. To fight a rise in cases caused by the coronavirus variant, France and England moved Monday to increase vaccinations. France is now allowing all adults to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. The President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Brigitte, were vaccinated on Monday. In Britain, health officials opened London's Twickenham Rugby Station at a mass vaccination site that accepted walk-ins. Britain is experiencing a rise in coronavirus cases as it tries to contain a fast-spreading virus variant that was first identified in India. Beginning June 7th, Germany plans to make the coronavirus vaccine available to all people older than 16. Morocco and Spain traded new accusations on Monday in a diplomatic row triggered by the Western Sahara territorial issue that led this month to a migration crisis in Spain's enclave in northern Morocco. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez describe Morocco's actions in appearing to relax border controls with the enclave of Ceuta as unacceptable and an assault on national leaders and borders. Morocco's foreign ministry, meanwhile, blames Spain for breaking mutual trust and respect, drawing parallels between the issues of Western Sahara and Spain's Catalonia region, where there is an independence movement. The dispute was sparked by Spain admitting Western Sahara independence movement leader and for medical treatment without informing Morocco. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.